Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 139. My name is Christopher Keo, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Yo.
And Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Today, we are doing some contest entries, and man, we got a lot, and I'm stoked.
I can't wait.
Jeff, I didn't read any of them this time because I wanted to be completely surprised.
Yeah, so, I don't know any of them, so.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear some of this shit. But the contest this week was give us your sci-fi original game, because they are the masters of making the
great,
cheesy B-movie.
Great movies.
So, that was the thing. Well, today we're also going to give you guys the contest for next month. We're going to do some distractions and maybe some news before that. I'm not sure. Jeff has that planned out.
And then after, I don't think there's going to be any news.
Nothing interesting this week. Okay. And that's your news.
StarCraft.
And then afterwards, we're going to do
a lot.
Yeah. After that, we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Before that, hey, let's talk about some Indus Fest.
Yeah,
Indus Fest is going on, people, and we're starting to get agendas. I've gotten probably about a half a dozen people's itinerary, including Repeat. Repeat is official.
What?
He's coming from Australia.
Big Pete.
And he's going to be hanging out with us at Indus Fest. So live new releases, bitches. So that's really fucking cool.
I'm going to give him a hug.
Yeah,
I'm going to give him a big hug.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to meeting
good
him.
Hustle.
No, I'm gonna hug everybody. It's gonna be a hug fest 2010. So everybody get ready for some hugs.
It's gonna be hugger alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hug.
And it's brought to you by Ubisoft.
So yeah, and then let's see. We may have a band lined up for Friday night. Still working on that. I think Jason is taking point on that one, and If he lands this, I know there's gonna be a lot of fucking excited people out there to be at Indus Fest Friday night. So we're crossing our fingers, hoping that pans out. Saturday night is still going on strong with Battle and Brew, and we lots of stuff planned. So get on it, Indus Fest. It's gonna be November. What did we say? Fifth and sixth, or is it sixth and seventh? I always forget.
Fourth and fifth, ninth.
Some weekend in November, hopefully. Yeah,
some weekend in November. It's 5th and 6th. And a lot of people are coming in to town on Thursday the 4th. So we have a few little things that are going to be planned for that day as well. And then usually Sunday the 7th is when people start leaving. And last year we all went out to breakfast beforehand. Mm-hmm. So chances are we'll do something that again.
Some of you guys.
Some of us. The ones that wake up and were sober enough.
I don't think I woke up till like 3 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, Sunday. By that time, everybody was gone.
You want to know one of the greatest things that I'm really excited about, the Deuce?
What's that?
We're going to get Rock Band 3 before the Deuce hits.
Yes, that's going to be awesome, dude.
That's going to be fantastic. Gonna be awesome. So I'm really excited about it. So
yeah, it's going to be something else at both, you know, North River Tavern and Battle and Brew, you know, because they've got... Battle and Brew's got their sweet ass setup, and I know they're going to be jumping on some of those instruments, the newer instruments. It's going to be
without
cool.
a doubt, without
yeah,
a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll do Rock Band on the big screen again at NRT, man. It's going to be great. So cool. All right, well let's move on. Travis, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. A few things happened this week. I got a new work schedule. I'm going to start with that brand new work schedule, but I'll keep the boring stuff out of the way. Man, I could stay up late and play video games every night of the week now because I'm working more of a 9 to 5, 9 to 6-ish, depending on business and everything, and it is so, so great. Like, when you work, like, you know, open at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning to, like, 3, you start to loathe what you do, and, like, man, it's a breath of fresh air, and I'm really, really enjoying myself, so... I can play games with people. Now that I've been able to stay up late, I can't find anyone to play games. Like, when I was having to go to bed at 9 o'clock, everybody's like, let's play Halos, let's do some Street Fighter. And I'm like, okay, like, where the fuck is everybody? I want to play some games. I'll just play NCAA by myself, then fuck you guys. So, you know, that's how it ends up. But, whatever. We hit up Battle and Brew last night.
That we did.
Hit up some geek trivia. Won second place.
We did win second place. And we actually got the final question right, but bid 0 points because we weren't sure.
Yeah, but we got second place. We were in first place before that, but then...
Hey, do you remember the name of the team?
Our team?
Yeah.
It was shit on my chest.
Shit on my chest.
Oh, my God.
We left nothing
and
to
was,
the
it
imagination.
It was messed up, too, because, like Lisa was doing all the answers and turning in all the answers. So, like, instead of actually writing the name of the team, shit on my chest, she had, like, a torso with, like...
poop.
The top was a woman's torso. At the bottom was a man's torso. And they were both, like... unclothed and had shit on their chest. It was really
it was
odd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A bit.
I don't know. It's completely whack tangent. Let's move on.
Anyway, but we had a really good time. We met up Jason met him earlier last week, but we met Bobby Blackwolf.
Hold on a second. Just rewind once. Sorry. So she was wearing a shirt that had two torsos on it with shit on their chest.
No. When she turned in the answers, instead of writing the name of the team, she would draw like two torsos combined at the stomach with the woman's boobs on the top and the men's pec on the bottom and shit on their chest.
Okay,
let's move on. This is not great radio. We're talking about shit.
I'm editing that out, by the way.
It's Rebel FM all over again.
Don't edit that out, dude. Keep that shit in there.
And anyway, we met Bobby Blackwolf for the first time.
He's local to Atlanta as well.
Local to Atlanta from the All Games Network. Is that what it's called? I believe so. Yeah, I think I'm right. But a real nice guy. Had a couple beers with him. We just had a good time. It's always a good time at Battle and Brew.
It's always a good time, yeah.
I can't think I've had one bad time. I've had some bad times leaving Battle and Brew one night in particular, but who knows. But... what else is going on? I'm starting my Street Fighter training hardcore next week. Next Tuesday, Jason and I are going to meet up at the Battle and Brews. And him and I talked this week, or yesterday actually, and I was like, okay, I want a new character. I don't want to do I want to play, you know, Blanca some more, but I need a new character. Maybe I should do a Shoto. He broke it down. He's like, I don't think a Shoto character is your style. I don't think that's something that would work well with you. So he, was like, okay, let's talk some charge characters. And pretty much, long story short, we're going to work on Guile.
I was thinking that because you have a – you're kind of like – you're not really a defensive player, but you have some defensive strategies, and Guile is a little bit more offensive, I think. So.
And what was hard for me with Blanca was that it's kind of hard to find a good opening to charge at people. Like when you're trying to zone, and if someone's being aggressive, be aggressive back, and it's kind of hard to do that with Blanca sometimes. But with Guile, you can throw a slow fireball and start, you know, jumping forward behind the sonic boom and, you know, try to get a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm really, really, you know, excited to, like, try to learn some new stuff. If I pick it up pretty well, I might do the tournament tomorrow night, but, I mean, you know, we'll see. But anyway, that's pretty much it for me there.
All right.
Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Coming up to a long weekend, so awesome. Going to campings.
Nice.
For a couple nights anyway, then got a barbecue to go to on Sunday night. So be a lot of shenanigans and mayhem going on for the next couple days. And the last week was pretty tame. Kind of relaxed and didn't do too much, really. So boring week for me. Chris.
Okay. Well, I haven't been on since 37, so it's been 2 weeks for me. And I wish I could say it was boring, and I'm really not sure if I should, you know, go into details about what was going on or not, but basically it boils down to my son, Liam, had to have a heart surgery, and it was a very, very rough week. We found this out last Tuesday, and he had the surgery on Thursday. Everything went well. There were no complications, so he's healthy, and you know, we're really happy about that. And the issue that he was having is cleared up. And you know, we had another little scare last night where, you know, he just when he was sleeping, he woke up and started fussing a little bit, and then all of a sudden he fainted or something. And you know, I spent pretty much all of last night awake at the hospital. So I'm running off of 2, maybe 3 hours of sleep, and I have no coffee in my house. So, let's get moving, get off the depressing topics, and let's talk about some games. Travis, you start us out, man. What are you playing this week?
I've been playing the Madden demo, like, nonstop. I've never played a demo so much.
Why does that not surprise me?
I'm serious. Like, I am not. Well, what's good this year? Because historically they would just do like a demo at 2 minute quarters. What they actually stepped up and did a full 5 minute quarter, you know, demo and you know full fledged. Like so, and also they kind of you know historically they kind of you know don't give you all the settings and the features and everything, but pretty much they give you every new feature that, you know, is offered in the total package of Madden, which comes out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great.
Entice people with the stuff that you changed.
Absolutely. And I love it, man. It's going to be great. Like, this is going to be my addiction for, it's probably a bad time to start learning a new Street Fighter character because once Madden hits, Madden is my Street Fighter. It's my truth. And I'm going to be all over it. So, played a lot of NCAA, messing with, nothing else. That's it.
Wow. Seriously?
I'm going to talk more, Matt. I'm not even going to talk about a lot about it because it's a demo and a game's not out yet, but when Madden comes out, I'll talk about it more. But yeah, that's it, man. I just played some, Modern Warfare for about 3 hours earlier, but I mean, what else do I have to say about that really? So that's it, man. Right. Jeff.
Cool. Jeff, tell us some games, man. We need to talk about games at one point or another.
Played some Street Fighter.
True.
lots of Street Fighter. I got to give a shout-out to the Pooper, by the way, Poopin' Flames, who I keep missing his challenges on PSN because just bad timing because I guess he doesn't realize when it's like 4 a.m. there, it's like 8 here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we'll get our matches in. Don't worry. But that's basic matches. Scrub Sport's going down, and it's getting intense. The tiers are starting to level out a little bit, so it's pretty cool. Played a lot of Death Smiles.
Cool, yeah.
Once in a while, yeah. It's good stuff. Wow, there's not been much I played this week. I picked Limbo. I think we talked about that last week, though, didn't we? No, did we talk about that
I
last
didn't.
Week?
Yeah, you guys did talk about it.
Oh,
last
yeah, we
week,
did. Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I didn't. So
I beat it since.
Let's talk about it a little bit. I haven't played it that much. I'll be honest with you. My time's been limited for the last couple weeks, but you know, I did get to put about. I literally just bought it today, and I put about an hour into it.
Okay, and, you're about a third of the way through, pretty much.
But it's weird because it's I'm getting. I think somebody said it last week. I can't remember who said it last week, but I do get the very out of this world feel to it because it's like that whole puzzle platformer type,
absolutely
environment, and yeah. You know the art style is very. Man, I don't even know how to describe it. Just very unique and very dark and creepy. It is so creepy.
It's insanely creepy.
I would call it simple. Like, it's
effective.
Everything that they do
is effective. They don't waste any. It's a very efficient game. They don't waste any energy on anything else. But what makes the game more intense and what draws you into it, you know, more. Because I'll be honest with you, with no music going on, with only sound effects and shit. Pretty much anything that happens startles the shit out of me.
Right.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, I was just like walking around. Bear trap! Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
You know, and it's, man, it's been a while since I've played a game that did that.
And
so,
it does,
an hour into it, and I'm loving it so far.
It does a really good job of invoking emotions, too, like with something so simple. And, you know, you say it's effective, and it's a perfect word for it, because it'll strike a chord with you emotionally. Like, you know, toward the very beginning, I even think this is kind of in the demo or maybe like a minute or two past the demo, you know, you finally get an idea of what you're going for. You see like the little, you know, when you're walking up the hill and you see the person kind of sitting, you know, down in the grass and you're like, okay,
is this the person
I'm looking for? Like, wow.
Yeah.
So you step up and then the ground collapses and the person drops and next thing you know, they're hanging from a noose.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I stop for a second and I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
That's creepy.
Was that person dead just now? Or
did I just kill
that person by walking up? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, like, did I do that? Like something so simple. Like it's 2 second little scene. All right. And it made me stop and think like, wow, did I just kill somebody? Like, and it was really, really interesting. And the stuff with the spider, I mean, what a great way to start the game. I mean, just especially for a demo. I've never had a demo in my entire life make me say purchased in game right there like that demo did.
Yeah.
The way it ends, it was amazing. But anyway, it's Chris, go ahead.
Oh no, I mean, as I said, I only got to put about an hour into it, but I mean, it's I got to about 2 or 3 minutes to nine and said, okay, I really got to stop playing this so we can go record.
Right.
And because I was enjoying it. And it's like, it's not, it's one of those things where, you know, normally we talk about games where it's like you guys were talking about Crackdown last week, and it's like, yeah, but you always have that one more thing, one more orb. Oh, I see that orb. I'm just going to get that one really quick. This game, it's from so far, it's been, well, I just want to see what comes next.
Yeah, and you know, it'll do that.
I just want to see what they have in store for me next.
Mm-hmm.
And every puzzle is pretty much different. You're pretty much never doing the same thing twice.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I got a kick out of there was one puzzle where there's like two chains, two pillars, and a mine cart. And it's probably like the first like semi-complex puzzle that you run into, but it's really creative the way they do it, and I was really impressed, and I really liked it.
Wait till the later like third of the game. It does some pretty cool stuff with like gravity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I stumped a few times. Yeah, for sure. But
cool.
I like it, man. And a lot of people saying, well, it's the whole $15 thing, which we might get to later, but they're with like replay value. Right when I beat that game, I went right back and started another game of it.
Oh, so did I.
Because it's short, and I'm like, you know what? I want to try to get through this game with dying as minimal times as I possibly can.
And that's the thing, because games that are like that, I mean, games that are short enough to the point where you can play them in one sitting, you want to go after that perfect playthrough. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
I know. It's like they have an achievement on there. Happened to look at the list, mm-hmm. and one of the achievements is like, complete the game in one sitting without dying more than five times. I'm like, dude, I died five times on that first bear trap.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That's never going to be a possibility in my life. It is not going to happen.
In my gaming world, that will not happen.
Never.
I am fully suggesting this game to anyone who is into that out of this world type game, because that's basically what this is. You know, it's a puzzle platformer, and it's a very unique style, and I haven't played anything like it in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else? More downloadable stuff. I downloaded Hydro Thunder just because I had...
Why, dude?
Did you buy it, or did you just download the demo?
No, I bought it because I basically bought a crap load of points for the Summer of Arcade, and I'm like, you know what? as well, whatever. And it's pretty good, man. If you like Hydro Thunder, it's Hydro Thunder.
Yeah,
runs
well.
Awesome online, and it's 4-player split screen offline. Which is kind of cool.
Okay,
but
that's kind of cool.
I mean, it's really
but
it's got a lot
like
of modes.
Hydro Thunder. So
the what?
I said you gotta like Hydro Thunder though. So
yeah, exactly. If you don't like Hydro Thunder or that type of thing, probably won't be for you. Like I have some complaints. I feel like it could be just because of the boats I'm using now, but it doesn't seem like there's too much speed to it. Like it's not as fast as I remember, and I'm used to stuff like. Well, I guess I can't really compare it to Wipeout because Wipeout's freaking awesome. But I don't know. I wish it seemed like you were moving a bit faster. And you definitely need to know the tracks, too, because you'll crash a lot.
I don't know. I do like Hydro Thunder, but I like playing it in an arcade, you know, with the steering wheel and, you know, you're in the seat. I like
that. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I hear you. But it's cool. Like, again, it's the whole $15 thing again, but it's... I mean, I don't know. I guess, $10, $15... It is a pretty decent package for what you get, and it does come down to whether you like Hydro Thunder, that type of game, and how much you'll play racing games. And
right.
I do want to test see if it is actually compatible with the wheel or something, but I totally forgot to.
It probably is, but you know,
I
don't know. I guess I think for me, $15 for Hydro Thunder is a little steep. I think that should be a $10 game, only because it's been released on other stuff, hasn't it? I mean, it's like.
Well, it was on Dreamcast. It was a Dreamcast.
I mean,
game.
They added the online component, so I guess that's worth something. But I mean, there's
a lot of games that have done that. It's not just Hydro Thunder, though. It's a new game.
So it's not a remake of the old Hydro Thunder. It's a new Hydro Thunder game.
It uses like the announcer. I think is the same stuff like that. There might be a couple of the same tracks, but it's Hydro Thunder Hurricane or something like that. It was built from the ground up. It's not a port of the arcade or anything.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
All right. Yeah. Well, that makes it a little bit better. So I guess if you like Hydro Thunder, it might be worth $15, but.
Yeah, and I kind of wish it kind of had, because I'm so, like, again, Wipeout, Mario Kart, all that stuff, Mod Nation Racers, the whole arcade-y racing, but with, like, attacks and stuff, I wish you could do kind of that kind of stuff, like, get weapons and stuff, because they made some of the tracks pretty long and stuff, and I wish it was just not racing and then going over jumps and stuff, and it does look cool, but I don't know, I just feel like I should be doing something else besides just racing, but I don't know, take it as I'd give it as, like, I don't know, I definitely get the trial first, but if you like Hydro Thunder, then definitely pick it up, because it's Hydro Thunder.
Cool.
But, yeah, that's all I've been playing, really, man.
All right.
I was going to pick up the new Blaze Blue, but I can't find it anywhere yet here for some reason.
How's that Dungeon Fighter going for you?
It's going amazing. It's really good. I think my character's like level 50 right
Zero?
Now.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Dungeon Fighter, not enough to talk about it very much because, you know, I think I'm still level 25. I may be level 26 now, I don't remember. More PSP stuff. Play some more Persona. Game's just really good. Since I've never played Persona before, you know, I wasn't sure how I was going to like it, and I'm really enjoying it. So, you know, if you never played a Persona game, it's worth checking out. Let's see what else. Some more minis. I actually just like went out and looked around at what they had, and one of the things that the PlayStation Store does apparently now is that you can stream a video of like a preview video of many of the little mini games that they have, and I found one called Monsters Probably Stole My Princess.
Yeah, you were talking about this at a Battle and Brew.
Yeah, and it's weird too because it's like the title actually has probably in parentheses, so it's like Monsters Probably Stole My Princess. But it's $5, and it's right now it's hard for me to justify the $5. But the game is fun as shit. The problem is that there's only 5 stages, and the concept of the game is like you have it's basically a tower, and it's a vertical platformer. And there's a monster like climbing up the tower, and all you do is jump, right? So you jump and you can double jump, and to attack, all you do is double jump into the monster, and that's it. And it sounds really simple and, you know, boring, but they have a combo system and there's like an entire score chasing aspect to it as well. 'Cause you build up combos as you jump on platforms. So as long as you hit a different platform each time, your combo builds. But as soon as you hit the same platform twice, then your combo goes away. And the higher the combo, the better the finishing move when you defeat the monster. So it sounds very simple, and it is very simple. It's a very, very simple game. But I just got addicted to it. And, it got to the point where I was, you know, they give like little medals, like awards at the end of the stage. And it got to the point where I was, you know, going after trying to get the highest score I could. So, you know, score chase people, you know, if you got $5 and you don't mind throwing it at something that's got like 5 stages to mess around with, it might be worth your time. It's actually pretty fun. Trying to see what else. Death Bank picked that up.
Oh, yeah. I played some more Death Bank as well.
I didn't play a whole lot of it just because of time. But yeah, I mean, really, really fun. I'm glad I got it. So I believe you guys were comparing it to like Torchlight or something last week, and that's a really good comparison. But with more interesting combat because you can hold 4 weapons at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I haven't really gotten far enough in it to talk about it much more. But yeah, fun game. Finally got back to Mario Galaxy 2. Beat the game.
Cool.
Not sure if I'm getting 120 stars on this one.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a reason. Remember the last time challenges. We talked about this? Yeah, last time we talked about this, I was being very completionist about it. Whenever something opened up in a stage that I had already completed, I'd go back and I'd complete it.
Right.
Some of the challenge stages that they have, there's like the prankster stars, which will do like, you know, daredevil runs where you can't get hit at all. You can't get hit once and you die.
Yeah.
Daredevil runs against bosses. They'll have purple coins, you know, like they did in the first one. They'll have, you know, the 5 silver stars and a certain time limit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like prankster stars. Then they also have like this monkey that challenges you to like different little mini games. One of them is that, you know, you'll run around and gather fruit, like giant fruit, and there's like regular fruit, and then there's gold fruit, and there are more points for the gold fruit and that kind of thing. It's like, get this many points and you win. And then there's another one that's just like, all right, you have this much time to get through this stage, and you have to get this many points. And, it's in a situation where if you stomp on an enemy, you get 100 points. And then if you collect a coin, you get 100 points. And there's a situation where you have to get 10,000 points.
Right.
And, you know, the best I've done is, like, 5,900. it's kind of ridiculous. And the reason is because they're trying to make you, like, combo stomp on enemies.
Right.
Because you build up, you multiply your points. But it just doesn't work in the 3D space that they've created.
It doesn't at all.
it's not even close to working. And, I mean, it's like you just cannot judge. If they would have, like, turned it to the 2D side-scrolling view, I mean, I would have been fine with it. It would have been fun as shit. I don't care how challenging it was.
Right.
It would have been fun to do. But when it's in a 3D space and you have no idea, like, where you are when it comes to, like, the depth of the screen, it's nothing but frustrating. And it's just a poor design choice. And I think that one stage is going to stop me from wanting to get 120 stars in this game.
Hey, that game will do it to you, man. It's controller throwing. Angry sometimes. Yeah. Like, it really, really gets like that. And, backtracking back to Limbo, I wish they tracked how many times, like, you can actually see that with the stats. Maybe you can. I've never looked at leaderboards, but how many times you've died. With the amount of times that you die in Limbo, I never once got truly, truly frustrated.
Never got angry. No.
Yeah,
never
got angry. Frustrated at a game like that.
But I will get angry in 5 minutes with Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, because there's so many things that you just look at. And here's the problem that I'm having right now, because I know this is a great game. I know this is going to be on my Game of the Year list. There's no doubt in my mind it's going to be on there. Right. But there are a few small decisions that they made that just make the game not perfect for me, and that stage is one of them. Swimming is still broken as shit. It doesn't work. I hate it. I mean, the control is horrible when you swim, and when you fly, you can't see in front of you because the bird that you're holding on to it takes up too much of the screen. So if there's anything directly in front of you, you just run into it. It's great. So I mean, you know, it's little things like that frustrate me, but. You know, I still can't deny that how great of a game it is. And all right,
so this is frustrating.
What's that?
I gotta throw this in here. I totally had this like actually marked down to talk about. Did you guys play the Kane and Lynch 2 demo?
No, yeah. I didn't check it out yet.
Frustrating as hell. I didn't play that. I'm gonna give it another try, but the shooting mechanic in that game just seems janked the fuck up. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'll try to aim at somebody, and I feel like I'm not hitting them, and then I feel like I'm getting hit from all angles, and I'm looking around, like, no one's behind me or to the sides. I'm only see people in front of me. How are they hitting me through the cover, but I can't hit them? And, oh, man, it's, yeah. Anywho, I'll play the whole thing and then get back to it, but that's frustrating. You should just try it. Yeah. It annoyed the hell out of me.
Now I'm really excited to play Kane and Lynch. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, just compare the frustrations, because, oh, man, I've never been frustrated with the demo before in the first, like, 20 seconds.
Right.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
What? Yeah. All right. Did you get the demo on a 360?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try it on the PS3 and see what it's like.
Yeah. Cool. I'm sure it'll be the same, considering it. I think it's the actual game mechanics. It just feels weird.
Well, that is it for me, guys. That's all I can think of that's worth mentioning.
Cool.
So,
well, there's not much news happening this week. So,
anything worth talking about at all?
Nope.
SOCOM 4.
Oh, the SOCOM 4 got delayed till 2011.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, are you gonna pick up Move for SOCOM?
Yeah, I am. Oh, no, I'm gonna pick up Move. Period. I'm hyped for Move.
Is that
man.
The expansion? Is that the add-on?
What do you mean?
Move. Never mind.
Okay, I'm hyped for it, man. I don't know about you guys. We'll talk about it later because we have an email that I'll rant about it because there are people shitting on Move when I don't really understand why they are shitting on it. But we'll continue that conversation later. So let's move on.
All right, cool. And let's since we're not talking about some news, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll do our contest entries because that's what you guys are really wanting to hear,
that's,
right?
That's what you're here. You're not here to hear us.
That's why you're listening.
You don't want to hear us. You want to know when the deuce is and you want to hear some contest entries. That's all you want.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about our contest entries and we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this. It's time to wake up.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat, and I was good. Like, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came, and and the responsibilities. I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help. So I visited the game backlog support group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a non-profit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. I missed that last week. I really did, man.
No, thanks, dude.
All right. Contest entries. I am super excited about this. I love doing these features. Because we get to see how creative our listeners are, and we get to laugh pretty much the entire feature, which is what we love to do anyway. So I'm going to pass the show over to Mr. Travis, and he's going to tell us about your sci-fi original games. Travis?
All right, starting off first, we have an entry from David Gallant. The game is called Why? The genre is a strategy tycoon type of game. The premise, you, the player, has just inherited a fairly successful niche science fiction broadcast channel, and your first decision is to change the name of it from something logical and recognizable to something pretentiously faux hip. The gameplay is similar to XCOM and is a mix of real-time global management where you hire and fire staff such as PR reps to brainstorm justifications for the name name change and release them in desperately out-of-touch press releases, or merchandisers to plaster the name on everything conceivable, as well as turn-based tactical play to boot. In this mode, you deploy a squad of Twitter accounts and bloggers to launch contest attacks to help distract viewers from the fact that that the name is stupid. Victory comes not when viewers like the name, because that'll never happen, but resign to stop complaining about it with blasé acceptance. You know what the funny thing is? That actually happens.
I know. Yeah, seriously. That's what sci-fi did.
Funny. Really clever. It just always makes me reminds me of like when Transformers comes out. Transmorphers comes out on DVD, to video. It's like, what? Really? Like people
that was actually on like HBO the other day, and I looked at it real quick, and I thought it said Transformers and switched to it, and then I was like, oh, never mind.
All right, well, let's move on to the next one. This one is brought in by our buddy Uncle Remus. The name of the movie, the name of the game is called Dawn of the Concubine. Hell hath no fury like the devil's bitches. On the Zeta 12 colony, life is good. The first space cosmetology and computer hacking university has been established in Fun Baguette City, ushering in a new era of enlightenment to the Earth colonies of the outer universe. No one could have imagined the darkness that awaits its citizens and students. Bodies are mounted, blood is spilling, flesh is smacking together. The devil has unleashed the dawn of the concubine. Play as one of the four character classes to unravel the calamity that has brought the ugly to the beauty school.
Please tell me he gives us the character classes.
The perky yet soft Sarah Tight Sweaters, the cheerleading sorority sister with two mesmerizing telepathic abilities. You also have Kirk Manblaster. The off-duty Galactic Ranger on leave for a haircut and word-perfect 7,000 training. Muscles and guns. When you need that computer hacked, call Gwendoline Peaches, the slightly nerdy yet under it all sexy headmaster of the school's computer program. not just another token black guy here as well. Jethro Ghetto Tongue is the smooth talking pimp daddy that will make the smooth talking pimp daddy that will melee your ass and dance on your head all while betting your wife. I want to play as him. Level up, upgrade your physical abilities, and spank the hell out of those whores. Join in as one or four player split screen to wipe the scourge from this utopia. Run through the breathtaking scenery and historically accurate story told in the sci-fi original movie Rise of the Concubine. In this game covering the events left after the movie Spectacular, you have really pissed the Dark Lord off when he sends his bitches out to smack you up. And nice. Remus follows up, the game could be only be made for the PS3, so Jeff can start hating on it now. It's just the truth. The 360 cannot handle this type of game, and besides, it's not available in Canada anyways because they blew up the whole budget on the giggle physics and cannot afford to export it to the Great White North. Just kidding. Aww. Keep up the good work, guys. Uncle Remus out.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Remus. That's pretty good. All right, we got another one?
Yes, we do. The next one, this one comes from Ninja. This is a great idea for a sci-fi original game. It's called Heatstroke.
Uh-oh.
The plot, a retired model and an elite commando attempt to stop an alien invasion. The aliens try to use global warming to make the Earth more suitable to live in. And here's the plot, starting at the middle. Spoilers, guys, spoilers. We're about to spoil Heatstroke. So, skip ahead 2 minutes if you don't want to know the middle of the plot. Major Wozniak arrives with military reinforcements, and he goes out into the jungle to investigate. There, an alien-controlled Captain Waters tries to kill Jillian, but stops when the soldiers come to check on her screams. Captain O'Bannon and Dr. Taggart realize that the aliens are trying to heat up the entire planet to eliminate all life except for the insects. The soldiers go out to the woods at night and hunt for the aliens, but experience night vision goggle malfunctions. They're slowly killed off one by one to survive and then return to base. While making more ammunition with one of the others, Caroline asks Mental about O'Bannon's romantic situation. O'Bannon then goes off into the jungle to continue investigating and discovers a cloaked area where the aliens are hiding. He returns in time to save Jillian from the alien-controlled Waters, who tries to kill her again, but O'Bannon fights with Waters, and Waters escapes after throwing a grenade in the direction of Mental and Caroline. Dr. Taggart leaves the house to find and communicate with the aliens and is killed by one. Mental goes out to the forest and is attacked by an alien, using up the last of his ammunition to kill it. O'Bannon and Caroline go to the forest to prepare a radio beacon for the military to use to launch a cruise missile. Immediately after arming the beacon, Waters attacks the two. After another fight, Waters is knocked out and a worm-like alien crawls out of his mouth. O'Bannon shoots the worm and leaves the range of the missile. It hits and destroys the alien facility, causing global warming. In a moment of celebration, Caroline kisses O'Bannon. The group buries Waters and holds a funeral. Jillian asks if Waters was serious about raising a family. O'Bannon tells Jillian that Waters loved her. The movie ends with O'Bannon and Caroline holding hands, looking at the coast of the island and talking about future plans. O'Bannon says he wants to go somewhere cold, and Caroline says she loves the cold. Now, this story has EA and Visceral, their name all over it.
Visceral! Cool.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. I would have
liked to know, like, what the game was about. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, third-person action.
Yeah.
It would have to be. Or it could be, like, maybe a Heavy Rain kind of style.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling Heavy Rain.
Kind of cool.
I'm feeling it. Anyway, moving on. The next one comes from Better Tomorrow. He says, "Hey, gents, here you go. PR cell sheet ahoy. Introducing Thunder Punch fights the gastric Nazi meteor zombie robot militia."
Thunder Punch.
Now we're talking. And he sets the scene by saying, World War II. 1943. A top secret Nazi operation sends a meter full of genetically enhanced robot soldiers into space. Exactly 200 years later, it has returned. It unleashes a militia of genetically enhanced Nazi robots to destroy the whole Earth and everything in their way. In this sci-fi original game, written, produced, co-executive produced, and starring Kevin Sorbo, yeah, you play as recently divorced U.S. Army Corporal Major Armbulge Thunderpunch, sent in alone to shoot, burn, mash, smash, clash, and zap away hordes of Nazi robotic undead as you fight against the clock of doom that is ticking down to the destruction of Earth. Do you have what it takes to bring justice back to the world? And America. It features the voice of the Goot, Steve Guttenberg, Mario Van Peebles, Luke Perry, Eric Roberts, and many, many more. Game features graphics, music, and sounds. Hey,
that's good.
That's a start. That's a start.
That's pretty good stuff.
Innovative gameplay that lets the player control the character. A full color booklet with pictures, guns and smashy things, and an original story by Kevin Sorbo. I think that's pretty much, I mean, that's how a game is made, right?
Why it's so funny, because it's like, it goes back to the whole, was it David who did the first one, how ignorant sci-fi are and how out of touch they are? This is like, kind of close with that.
So, what are we going to do? We're going to have some graphics, we'll throw some sound, a little music, control stuff. Maybe a little gameplay. Oh, brilliant. I mean, come on. If it was that easy, I'd be doing it. And then he has some kind of like box quotes. Game critic says, it's a game. A game magazine says, between the game and Halo Reach, there is no contest what you should buy this fall. An internet website says, I didn't see this coming at all. And Maxim says 5 out of 5.
Nice.
Very good. Very, very cool. The next one comes from Sigma Omega. All right, guys, here's my sci-fi original game, and it's sure to be game of the year for you guys if it actually came out. The name of my game is the Indestructible Canadian Killer Moose. It would be a third-person shooter open-world game where you can play as the hosts of Indus, Chris, Jeff, and Travis, with Jason being a hidden character with Street Fighter powers as his weapons. Each as his own weapons. Chris's weapon would be a whip due to his favorite game being Castlevania, and throughout the game, he will want the Indus crew to call him Alucard. Jeff's weapon will be the
Alucard
metal...
Alucard doesn't use a whip, dude.
Sorry, well, no. Jeff's weapon will be the metal blades of chaos that... No, Jeff's weapon will be the metal blades of chaos that Tanya made for him because, well, I think everybody knows why that's his weapon. And Travis will be an M4 assault rifle due to it being the main gun he uses in his mandatory modern warfare. Now that the story goes, Jeff calls up Chris, Travis, and Jason to come up to Canada due to a toxic outbreak that infected a Canadian moose and is ravaging and killing everyone in Canada. And it's up to the Indus crew to save Canada. And if they can't, the U.S. will be next. Using the weapons they choose, they will kill other infected creatures and people that the killer moose has killed, and fighting the killer moose at least once every level as a boss. They will be chasing after him all throughout Canada's major landmarks, hoping to find a way to stop him in time. This game is rated M for Mature and is on PS is for PS3 and 360 and will cost a low price of $34.99, and 3/4 of the proceeds will go to Interactive Distractions. Hey, I'll take that.
Hey, I like that, Mark. So
go and buy this game so they can actually get some money for doing the podcast. Woot, winner! Right there.
Yeah,
Omega. Omega, winner. Very cool, very cool. Now, the next one is a little special. It's a little unique. We had Captain Harlock's up next. He put in a little work on this one. Chris, you want to take it away?
Yeah, I will. Captain Harlock sent us a voicemail for his, but he also sent box art for his game.
For real?
So
I haven't seen it. You guys got to put it up on show notes or something.
We're going to post it on the thread with the show notes when we get to that point. But Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but if it's as entertaining as the box art and the title, then we're going to enjoy it. So here we go.
Oh, God.
Every town has its legends. Stories passed down through generations. Are they strange tales of the unexplained, or are they...
This terrible kid did, man. I told him the Sasquatch would get him. But nobody is no crazy guys. Sasquatch Mountain is a dangerous place.
From the minds that brought you the fifth most watched show of the week on Sci-Fi Channel is...
The Secret of Sasquatch Mountain. The movie. The game. The game.
Survival horror adventure at its hairiest. Play as tow truck driver Chase Jackson. And featuring the voices of Lance Hendrickson of Millennium and Serena Vincent of... I don't know. Reprising the roles from the sci-fi original film.
The Secret of Sasquatch Mountain. The movie. The game. The game.
Collect VHS tapes to unravel the mystery. Battle against wild boar and crazy mountaineers. Can you destroy the Sasquatches of...
The Secret of Sasquatch Mountain. The movie. The game. The game.
Coming soon, winter 2011 at Nintendo Wii. The legends are now a warning.
This game requires Wii Motion Plus Nunchuck Attachment, Wii Balance Board, and Wii Speak Peripherals.
Rated T15.
Oh my God. Okay.
Holy shit, that was awesome.
Oh my God.
Captain Harlan, that was a... That was pretty good, buddy. That is awesome stuff,
the
man.
Game. The game.
The game.
Oh, shit. I have to send you the box art, man.
The box art is really, really good.
It just tops that off. It really does.
I really do feel sorry for anyone who has to go after that. I really do.
Next up is Tom from Amplify Gamers.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
We love you,
might have to put rules next time, like, it has to be either voicemail or like written in, because wow. That's
well, let's move on. Let's move on. This one
comes... The game!
Oh, no.
This is from our buddy AL Fighter from the Irrational Passions podcast. He says, hey, Indus, Braz, and Broskies, and Jeff. This is AL Fighter from VG Evo, and here is my original sci-fi video game. The title, Hell Moose. The ancient tribe of Canadian shamans...
Man, people
shamans,
are picking you on your badge.
What else is new?
The ancient tribe of Canadian shaman have defied the laws of nature and revived an ancient moose demon from the dead. Now the good citizens of Ontario are all in mortal danger. Longtime friends, Jeff and Travis, will have to stop the syrup-eating, man-crushing Canadian demon before time runs out. I hope you enjoy this. I know it's short, but I think that's all that needs to be said. Live long and prosper, bitches. Alex O'Neill, otherwise known as Ale Fighter, from Maryland.
Did he say maple syrup eating?
Eating, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. All right, cool.
And how did he know we were lifelong friends?
Like, I have no idea.
Brothers, pretty much.
You can just
right?
tell. You can just tell.
If he only knew, but like, if we were friends.
Crazy banter.
Anyway, moving on. The next one comes from Tom Mace of the Amplified Gamers. From the Magic Pocket Studios, creators of Imagine Boutique Owner in Dolphin Island, comes this fall's sci-fi original first video game big hit. White trash bald eagle versus super gigantic drunken moose.
White trash bald eagle.
Bald
That's
eagle.
Good. I like it.
Awesome.
I like it.
The
okay,
super
go
gigantic
on.
The super gigantic drunken moose has crossed the border. He's mad, horny, drunk, and out of his mind and looking for some schlitz. He's getting blitzed and drinking all the booze, puking on American soil. and sleeping with and doing God knows what with American chicks. Play as White Trash Bald Eagle in this new exciting shmup. Fly through the skies in this up-downly shmup and fight off the drunken moose with his squads of Canadian geese. Those fuckers just leave little shit droppings everywhere, and you're gonna have to take them down. Don't get distracted by loonies and beavers shooting Canadian bacon and maple syrup at you. It's good, but it'll slow you down. Shoot razor-sharp feathers to knock out your enemies and pick up power-ups that allow you to do dive bomb shit off the sun and reflect it off of your bald head at your enemies. Anyone hungry for some fried moose kebabs? That drunken moose doesn't stand a chance. Save America from super gigantic drunken moose and send him back to his country. We call America's hat. Rated E for everyone.
Super gigantic drunken moose. Oh shit.
Well done.
The next one comes from let's see, it's Hollow D Bethan name on PSN. I'm totally Mike. Is his name.
We'll go with Mike. I like Mike. That works.
He says, "Hey guys, my sci-fi game would be called Half Man or Half Slash Man, and it would be an action brawler, and it's the first of a trilogy that will never get any sequels. The protagonist is a cyborg with the voice of Nolan North, obviously, and he travels the depths of the world to find out the mysteries of his pre-robotic life, all while trying to recover his memories. He has crazy amnesia." Obviously, encountering the biggest threat the world has ever seen in a few years. Luckily, our cyborg superstar has all the right tools and super combos for saving the universe from slightly evil and awesomely terrible antagonist, the Man-Beast, voiced by the dude who did Starscream's voice. Man-Beast wants to destroy the galaxy because he didn't do the cool powers that Half-Man did, but all the ugly from their creator and former doctor, Herman Woodperv.
How do people think of these names?
No. Half Man soon realizes after he has a mega boss battle against Man Beast that he was his twin brother, but doesn't look anything like him due to his hideous Man Beast form. Half Man soon finds out that his true enemy is his creator, Dr. Woodperv. But you have to wait for the sequel for that game. Half Man has moves like Disc Dick, where he shoots steals discs from his groin region, and and he also can drill underground and pop out and do an uppercut. On the back of the game box, it would say Half Man, all awesome. Well, that's my sci-fi game. Sorry, it's epic. Thanks again, Mike. Sorry I ruined your PSN name. And last but not least, coming from Mike PSN08, he says, "Hello, Sci-Fi Indus crew.
Hello.
The name of my sci-fi game is coming to you from a future sci-fi original movie called Space Colony Warriors. This is a space first-person shooter game where our heroes Jason, Chris, Travis, and Jeff must protect 7 colony planets from Gorgar and his forces of terror."
Gorgar?
In one-player mode, you get to choose between warriors and weapons. Weapons include the grenade blaster, the bitch flame tosser, where huge-ass balls of flames are tossed at the enemies. Have fun reloading that bitch. The game includes tanks, spacewalking buggies, sort of like AT-ATs from Star Wars, and other military vehicles for our heroes, except Jeff. Jeff gets to run around on his space moose named Torgo.
Named what?
Named Torgo. with attachable lightning cannon on each side. Oh, watch out for Gorgar soldiers as they are equipped with a weapon that can either burn you alive or turn you into a pussy-scarred wimp. Multiplayer mode... It is amazing.
That's what my moose
is. Multiplayer mode is 12 versus 12, where you choose the sides of either of our heroes, the Space Warriors, or evil Gorgar soldiers. Rank up your levels ranging from sniper, lunar cadets, or even a medical soldier. Oh, and as a special feature added, unlike other first-person shooters, giving each soldier a sidekick. Jeff has a magical space hermit named Hermy that pops out of his pocket from time
Hermy
to time.
The hermit.
How Hermy can either heal nearby friends or launch an atomic fart, causing massive damage to the enemy.
I said dart gun.
Dart gun. Other sidekicks include Travis's acid morphing blob and Jason's sleeping gnome. Finally, DLC costing a low $24.99 in the U.S. and $39.
Oh, this must be published by Activision.
Yes, exactly. And $39.99 in Canada for map packs and co-op modes that will be added down the road. Sorry this entry was long, but wanted to make sure all the details were included. Take care, and Jeff, don't forget to feed your pet moose.
Oh,
Mike PSN 08 out.
Nice.
I won't forget to feed Torgo.
I was going to say that.
Hi-yo! Anyway, man, that PS Nation, I love that show. Really good show. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
All right, so we have to pick a winner now, don't we?
We have to pick a winner. Guys, I'm sorry. I have a front runner.
I do, too.
I have a front runner.
I have a feeling this one's going to be unanimous,
I think it's going to be unanimous, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Captain Hardlock. That was just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
And Jeff, the thing is that you haven't even seen the cover art that goes along with it.
No, I haven't seen it.
The cover art makes it. Like,
it really does.
And it's easy. I got to say this. It's easy to say, okay, it's not fair. He sent in a voicemail. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I mean, guys, the entries were fantastic. I mean, every one of my we got laughs out of every single one of them.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Man, Hardlock put in work.
Everyone put in work. But that's like a lot of work. That's like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually,
it pays off, man. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really good. So, guys, MP3s for these contests are encouraged, and game box art, because this is absolutely.
Well,
hilarious.
No, don't go too far.
No, it was no.
That's
please,
what I'm saying.
No,
we should
no,
have
please.
Some that are just like email only, because I mean, there's some people who just won't have access to that kind of stuff. So,
well,
it's kind
I think
of unfair.
I think the next project will end up being it'll be easily email only. I don't see how you can do this with MP3.
Oh yeah, yeah, true.
The next one, yeah, it'll
you
definitely
wanna,
be
do you want to go over that, Travis?
I guess I can, yeah. Sure, why not? This next August's contest is brought to us by Jack Bauer himself. He sent us an email and said, hey, I got an idea. And guys, we're going to take it. It's a really good one. Interactive Distractions, the corporate office, we're looking to hire. But here's the deal. You're going to apply for the job that you want. So you make up the job, and you tell us why that you are, you know, the man for the job or woman for the job. So you let us know. That's going to be a great contest. I'm really excited about that. And
yeah,
that'd be good.
That's creative. I like it.
Well, everyone they keep getting better and better. These ones. Oh, this contest was freaking awesome. All you guys' entries were awesome, Rick. Really good.
Yeah, I really liked it. This is one of the best ones for sure. So, yeah, again, congratulations to Billy, Captain Hardlock. That was amazing. It was really, really good.
How long have we been doing these contests now? Isn't this like the
like 4 weeks? 4 weeks?
Has it been
five
that
weeks?
Many?
I think it has, because I've bought two already, and I think...
Shit. I bought one.
I think Jason's up next.
I have no idea. But either way, we've done quite a few. We've done like five, probably.
I think this might be month six, so these things are really paying off, man. I think people are enjoying it, because we're getting a lot of good feedback on it.
Yeah, and please keep sending them in, man, because we love doing these shows. Like, we talk about it on a weekly basis, man. The contest, look at the contest this week. It's going to be awesome. It's great. And it has grown, grown, grown. Because I was talking, we were off air. I thought we were going to peak last week because we had a lot of men, and we did three more than last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's amazing, guys. You guys have been taking great, great care of us when we ask for these contests. So thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, should we do some new releases?
Sure, why not? Give me Big Pete.
I bet I have a voicemail for Mr. Pete.
Pistol Pete? Pete's Dragon?
I got a pee.
Peter Molyneux?
Okay, it's new releases for next week. All right, first, Jeff, pay attention. See,
Jeff's got a pee.
Things in the next couple of minutes straight after I do this. All right, so next week there really is only one game coming out that is important, and that's Castlevania Harmony of Despair. So that's an Xbox Live Arcade release there. And yeah, Chris will probably tell you much, much more about it, because I'm assuming you're super hyped for it. So yeah, that's it.
And that is it. You don't need to know anything else about next week, except that Castlevania, Harmony of Despair, it's go. Oh,
welcome back.
New releases?
Yeah. New releases?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're through that.
Talk about Tomb Raider. Yep.
Tomb Raider 1.
All right, let's fill in some crap. PS3 is getting Superstars V8 Racing and Disney Sing It. Who gives a shit? Let's see. There's nothing coming out for PSP. PS2 is dead.
Gone.
360 is getting Superstars V8 Racing. And, as Pete said, Castlevania.
I'm you sure it's not Monday Night Fights? Monday Night Combat?
Yeah. Wii is getting Disney Sing It Family Hits.
Because I'm playing Castlevania now. It came out like last week.
It was last week. That's right. Yeah.
DS is getting Monster Rancher DS. And PC is getting Alter Ego Superstars, V8 Racing, and Privates. As if we need to ask, pick of the week. Castlevania is the correct answer.
Madden 11 demo. Get hyped.
Madden 11 demo.
I'm looking at you, Captain Harlock.
I'm going to pick... Harlock will play you.
He'll play the Maddens.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Castlevania again.
Yeah, Castlevania. I mean, Chris, is what we're planning for Castlevania pretty set in stone?
I believe so.
Can we go ahead? It's a good idea.
Can we go ahead and just say we're going to do it?
Yeah,
because it'll make us do it. It'll make
us
do it.
Oh, you think so? That hasn't made us do other stuff.
It'll make us do it.
Guys, you guys saw our Indispressions video of 3D Doc Game Heroes. We are planning on doing one for Castlevania as well.
Yep.
The good thing about this is that you can play up to 4-player split screen. So
six players online.
Six players online. Yeah. So there will be the three of us in the same room playing split screen. So that will be entertaining and I'm sure lots of fun. If you don't know much about this game.
Depending when you do it, let me jump online so I'll be that random character just running around with you guys.
That's cool. Yeah, we can do that.
And if you're at someone's house, we can even Skype it.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's true. Just so you guys, you know, for those that don't know much about this game, it's basically take Symphony of the Night and cross it with Monster Hunter. Seriously, that's what it is. It's like you join up to six players and you go hunt down a boss and kill it. And the cool thing is that it's
y'all
got
start
a bunch
different
of different
areas
characters.
Too, right?
Yeah, just start from different areas, and there's different paths that are specific for different characters because they each have different movesets and stuff like that. So,
or how about this?
Really cool idea.
Do yourself a favor and go to interactivedistractions.com, the website. Yeah, it is one. In the very top of the page, look at E3 videos. If you haven't been there yet, check out that Castlevania video, the actual creator of Symphony of the Night and the games after that.
And
it is...
Wrong show.
What's that?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway. Check out the video, man. It makes you want to play. Like, I'm not the biggest Castlevania fan, but I look at that video and I'm like, I'm ready to play this now.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun, and I got to admit, man, $15 sounds like a pretty good deal for what they're doing here.
Absolutely.
And, I know a lot of people are complaining about, DS sprites on the 360 are going to look like ass.
I think it looks good.
Shove your own foot up your ass. Seriously, it's going to be cool.
I think it looks really
enjoy
good.
The game.
Cool.
All right, let's do some emails. Travis.
To emails. All right, the first one comes from, let's see, Lee Hazel. He says, firstly, my question of the week thing last week was Dr. Nefarious, the guy from Ratchet & Clank, A Crack in Time. I have a history of failing on this podcast. I'll make it clear next time. No.
I'm sorry I wasn't on last week to...
Yeah, Chris,
to regulate.
Sure. See, I played Crack in Time. That's the first one I was on PS3, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's no.
No. Tools of Destruction is the first one. Crack in Time is the new one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he continues on, secondly, this one's for Travis. As a SOCOM fan, how do you feel that the PlayStation Move is probably the only reason that SOCOM 4 exists? Lee, I got to tell you, man, I could not disagree with you anymore. SOCOM 4 was a given. It was going to come out, and we knew Zipper was going to make it. Honestly, from what I've heard, the Move controls are not that bad. So I'm really excited to at least try it out. I'm probably not going to stick with it, but I'm definitely going to try it out. And this kind of goes back to what, you know, this is the kind of what I was alluding to earlier about the Move. There's so much hatred for both, you know, Sony and Microsoft following in the casual footsteps of Nintendo and what they're doing, you know, and I can see the hate for Microsoft of what they're doing with Kinect. There is nothing hardcore they're showing off. They're going for, and they actually even came out and said they're going casual first. In about a year and a half, they're going to start implementing it seriously into hardcore games. A year and a half. That's ridiculous. Okay, but
by that time, they'll be enough.
No, if I
exactly.
care,
and you've got to be, and you got to give it to Sony. They're really, really, you know, putting a nice chunk of focus on some hardcore games with Move. You know, and
I'm not going to hate on Move because I've already said on this show several times that I think. Ooh, sorry. That I think it's the best implementation of motion control out of the three.
Absolutely.
However, the price is still too much. I'm sorry. It is not priced right. For anyone who goes out and wants to play casual games, they're going to see the Wii is much cheaper, and they're going to see, you know, people that might do the math in their head and see that Kinect, you just need to pay $150 and that's it.
Right.
They might go with that. I mean, Move is just not priced right. They should have made it lower.
Have they come out and said that there is an option for people who already have
the camera?
Yeah, you could buy the controller separately for $50.
But you can't buy the game separately.
Yeah, you can.
The Wii Sports title for Move is sold in the bundle.
No, it's available.
It is available.
Yeah, I've seen it on Amazon. They're pre-ordering it for $30 or $40.
Okay,
I believe, yeah.
And that's the full
Sports
price for
champions.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. And this is another thing that, you know, people that I just don't get. You know, when now we're getting some hardcore love, especially after the announcements of this E3. Nintendo was showing the hardcore some love, so you got to give them that. But you know, pre E3. You know, a lot of people were complaining about the Wii. Me too, present company included. Like, I would enjoy my Wii more. It wouldn't sit and collect dust if they had more hardcore games, or if at least the casual games like Wii Sports looked a little better. Well, we're getting that, and people are still shitting on the Move. I don't get it.
As I said, my only issue with Move is
I think it's the motion control, dude. I think just people don't like motion control. Like, the Wii has hardcore games, just that no one wants to use Waggle to play them.
But this is
the problem.
Like,
is that
this
the Wii
is more
has
been than
so
Waggle
marketed towards the casual market that the casuals don't care about.
Well, they don't care about the hardcore. No, but the hardcore people are still complaining. That's what I'm saying.
But the Wii is not Waggle. Like, I mean, there is Waggle. I'm sure there's, you got to shake the controller around to do it. I mean, yeah, the Move. I'm sorry, the Move is not just Waggle. With the one with being the only thing that can truly do 1-to-1, there's so
it's
much they can do with that hardcore.
Thing.
No, it's not.
It's just going to be more responsive. It's still the same thing. Technically, you're moving it forward, backward, up, down, left, right. It'll just be more accurate.
The concept is the same.
The concept's exactly the same. So if you don't like doing that on the Wii, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, given a fair shot and getting some... I think I would like Resident Evil a lot better. Well, I like Resident Evil 4 on the Wii a lot better. So, I mean, that's...
There's a lot of people that say that the Wii version of Resident Evil 4 is the best version.
By far. There's
no
doubt.
There's no doubt in my mind that there will be similar talk about the new... Move support with Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
We've beaten this dead horse so freaking many times.
Yeah, we kind of.
So
have.
Let's move on. It's motion control.
I'll beat your dead horse.
Moose.
Canadian. Hey, y'all. Just wanted to comment on some things discussed in episode 138. I love how you brought up Dark Sector and how many people missed it. I never got to play the full game, but loved the demo and could not understand why it didn't stand out of the games released for that time. For me, I just picked up a recently released game that may fall into the category that Dark Sector did for others, and I do agree with this guy, being released among truly AAA experience games. That game would be Singularity. I haven't heard much love or much talks of a game on the show, so I thought I would start it off. Many people look down on this game due to the reviews for it. IGN gave it a 7. I picked it up because of the Kmart discount deal a few weeks back. The game has somewhat of a BioShock atmosphere in a way and does many things great. Few people who took the chance and purchased it liked it very much. It's just that the reviews and the lack of advertising it had by Activision killed any interest in it off the bat, immediately for consumers. Raven Software made the game, and it just sucks that it got ignored a bit and not noticed by many people. I haven't finished the game yet, but took the chance to purchase it, and I like it very much so far. I just hate how good games like Dark Sector and Singularity get looked down upon due to factors such as being released among AAA games, lack of marketing for the title, and other reasons. When I say people like these, I mean that reviewers that did not review this as good as he thinks it should have been. But the people that took the chance and purchased it were pleasantly surprised. Sorry for the long, long email, but I thought this needed to be said or touched upon. Thank you, AAA Champions.
Yeah, I remember listening to you guys talking about Dark Sector last week. I did beat Dark Sector, just for the record.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think
it was too bad.
I'm pretty close to the end.
It's Gears of Crawl. I mean, let's be honest, but...
Yeah.
No, I had it too. It's still fun. I thought it deserved the reviews it got. Like, I thought it was a good 7.
Yeah, like, I think it was. Honestly, I think like, it was a decent around 7. That's
fair.
And Singularity looks cool. His reasoning is because right when Singularity came out, what else came out around that time? So I remember picking up like two games around that time. That was the only reason I didn't grab that. It does look interesting though. Like the videos do look cool. And I've heard people talk about it on other shows and stuff, and they seem to enjoy it.
Right.
It seems like people actually like it or they really don't like it. It's like you're like one side of the fence to the other.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of mixed reviews on it. But
I don't know.
You know, I'm definitely gonna try it out, but it'll probably be when it's like seriously on the cheap.
I'd like to. Is there a demo for it? No, there isn't, is there?
No, there isn't and everything. Shitty. But I know what there is. A voicemail.
There is.
All right.
There's actually several.
All right.
But I'll give you this one first.
Sure.
The fuck?
Hey, Endez. It's been forever. What, it's been like a month since the last time I called? Hey, it's Navajee. What's up? I thought since I haven't called in a while, I'll give y'all a little update for the juice.
Yeah, and it's fast.
One more game.
I'm not going to Florida anymore, so that sucks for me. Issues, family issues, so yeah, Florida's not happening. Staying in Virginia. And, of course, I'm still going, of course, so don't worry about that.
You better.
It's just I'm probably going to take either bus or train to get to Atlanta, because plane.
Virginia?
Not happening. Right. Other than that, though, I guess I give you a question for you guys. What was your favorite cartoons when you were younger? I know Jeff got like Transformers and Jason has G.I. Joe, but like the general cartoon. Like, what did you like when you were younger? Like for me, I was a big fan of Darkwing Duck.
DuckTales.
Darkwing Duck. DuckTales.
Nice word.
Animaniacs.
Reboot. If anybody ever has seen Reboot, Reboot was a great show, and it's from Kano. I used to watch a lot of Nickelodeon shows, watch the Dubs, watch the Ren and Stimpy, eventually found Invader Zim,
Animaniacs, man, come on.
Eddie and Eddie. Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I'm 24, so, I'm younger than you, so, ha.
Not fair. Low blow.
Let's hear My Little Ponies. Let's hear the Gummy Bears. Let's hear all this stuff. But let's hear
Rainbow Bright.
What you guys liked when you were younger. So anyway, check you later, guys. That's it. I have nothing interesting or funny to say at the end. So peace.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Nav.
Cartoons.
Man, I liked it. I said Animaniacs. I love that show. And I wasn't even like
loved
that young.
Pinky and the Brain was fucking hilarious every time.
Those are funny, man.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Ninja Turtles was the main one for me.
I like Ninja Turtles a lot. Yeah,
that was numero uno for a while. Robotech was big for me.
Voltron is always fun.
Voltron, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Voltron and Transformers were my two big ones.
Transformers, I think, was my big one. That was like the one I was like obsessed with.
Yeah, honestly, I just recently started, because thanks to Crystal, I just recently started watching Avatar, The Last Airbender. Because, there's been a lot of talk about the movie and how it's not accurate and stuff like that. And Yeah, I'm actually really glad that I'm watching the series because the series is hilarious. It's right. actually a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the fact that everybody, like all the characters are not racially, you know, accurate. Mm-hmm. But it's less about that and more about the fact that each of the nations are supposed to represent a culture. And, you know, that's kind of thrown out the window in the movie. But more than anything, I mean, apparently the main character, Aang, is nothing in the movie like he is in the show. Like in the show, he is this like playful, just wants to run around, have fun and shit like that. And in the movie, he's apparently just really serious and all about being the Avatar all the time. And, you know, that's the part that kind of gets me because half the reason
marketability.
I like watching the show.
Yeah, totally why.
Right. And you're absolutely right. Half the reason I like to watch the show, though, is because, you know, it's fun to watch. It's funny, you know, so.
Yeah. Anyway, ooh, I do have another
total
one.
Total tangent on that rant. But
I do have another one.
All right.
Johnny Quest. I was all about some Johnny Quest. They killed people in that cartoon. It was crazy. Really people died. That blew my fragile little mind.
I could seriously talk about cartoons and make an entire show.
Oh, yeah, because then, like, don't start with, like, Disney movies. And
no, you can go in with that. Yeah, like, Brave Star, Silverhawks, all that kind of stuff.
Rescuers Down Under. Can I get some?
Silverhawks. Thundercats in Space. That's what Silverhawks want.
Yeah, exactly.
In Space.
Dude, you guys mentioned Mask last week. I remember that
Mask
show.
Was
an awesome show.
I remember Mask. That was good.
Have you guys recently gone back and watched, like, Thundercats, for instance?
Nope, I am leaving that as childhood memories of being awesome.
You should, definitely. definitely. Because I'll tell you what, man, you go back and watch it now, and the dialogue is horrible. It's so bad.
Well, I'll believe you, and please don't shit on my memories.
Sorry.
Thanks. That's awesome.
Wow. Good job, Chris. Look what you did.
Hey, that's awesome. What I'm here for. Hey, I didn't shit on Transformers, man. That shit's awesome.
Next, you're going to say there's no Santa Claus.
Whoa.
No, I know Santa. He's a friend of mine.
He is a friend. Anyway, another good friend of ours, actually a best friend of Jeff, is the great Necro. He says, "Hey, guys, Necro here for a public service announcement. Today on the Xbox Marketplace, two pieces of Avatar clothes went up on the Avatar store for Gears 3. Why is this so special? Well, first off, the t-shirts say either Carmine must die or save Carmine. Depending on which shirt you buy, you cast a vote to either kill Clayton Carmine like the rest of his brothers or you save him. More importantly, though, the reason you should plunk down your $1 and buy one of these is because all of the proceeds will go to Penny Arcade's Child's Play charity."
That is cool.
I was just about to be like, why the hell are they charging for a stupid poll? And then
even if you don't care about Gears, please go support a good cause and spend just a dollar to help a sick kid in need. Yeah. That is something that is definitely worth saving for sure. Thanks, guys, and have a good show.
I think I got an extra dollar worth of points.
I think I do too.
I do too. Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know about that. I knew they were doing
that. Absolutely. I had no idea. That's a good knowledge.
Yeah. I knew they were doing the contest. I had no idea it was a thing where you could do something online. I thought it was just like literally like you go and click die or not die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that now as we speak.
Cool. I'm gonna do that when I sign on later on tonight.
Cool
deal. You got another VM for us, buddy?
That's what I'm gonna do. Play another.
Drop it. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Mate, that's Fluffy.
You did last week on the Google robot thing, mate. I'm gonna try to pull the thing up, okay? I'm gonna see how this goes. I'm gonna go on a little rant. See if I can fuck it up for you. Okay, here I was at the shopping centre, minding my own business, walking around in the food court, picking up some KFC, and there I am, looking for a seat. It's all full. At their lunchtime, mate. Every seat is taken. And I finally find a space. I tell you what, some Chinese guy. He's there, sitting on the bench. He's got empty seats all around it, but he's got his homework spread all over the shit. Got bags and books and shit, taking up so much space.
That sucks.
And there he is, sitting on his bloody thing with his iPad and his iPhone and his homework. Do homework at home, dickhead. Anyway, I want to hit him and take his shit and just say, hey, I'll take him my seat. But anyway, I can fuck that shit. He's a guy's a dickhead. Anyway.
I don't like it.
Second little rant. Here I am, watching the TV in the morning. This show, Greek. Never watched it before. Turned on first time. And who's on it? Mate, you know who I see? Kevin fucking Butler. I see him. Who the fuck? That's him. And I look him up on like the IMDb thing. And it's like, holy shit, man. And it's like, the clones are fake. Mate, that is what it's like. When I said, oh, fuck, Santa's not real. Nah, fuck, I said this, I'm like, oh, shit, I don't like him anymore. It is ruined for me now. He's ruined. It's just some actor. I reckon it's not even him tweeting. Anyway, I want to see if I blew the shit up or not. Mate, tell me what it is. Oh, good, thanks, mate. This is awesome. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Kevin Butler is a lie.
That's funny.
It is a lie.
I wonder if that, I reckon that's not even him tweeting.
He did do a pretty good job of fucking up the Google Voice Translator. But
nice.
We actually have plans for that, and we are unable to execute those plans this week.
It might happen. Pay attention after the very end of this.
We may just add in case.
If not, we'll have it in there at some point.
We'll put it on there. But we have plans for that.
Word.
Up. Cool.
Next.
All right. Next up, I have one last final email. Nice, short, and sweet. He says, "Sup, Indus. J Spark is here, and I'm going to say I won't be able to send any emails for 3 weeks. Aw. Because I'm shipping off to cadet camp and I get paid for it.
Oh, wow.
When I get back, I'm going to buy myself a nice sex box, an Xbox Slim. Microsoft beat the crap out of my red-ringed first gen. Also, one more thing, Halo Reach, Indus, or Indon't. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Travis. We partied up and spanked some ass on Modern Warfare 2. Yes, we did. Earlier today. Yes, I sent this from my iPod Mini. May your face, J Spark. And P.S., don't diss Mag. I picked it up and I put so many hours into it. It is good. Check it out and join Sever. In diss or in don't, Jeff?
Halo Reach. Fucking huge in diss, yo.
In
diss. Especially after that new trailer they released that we just watched actually just before we...
Dude, you guys have me excited about Reach. Come on. I mean, I'm contemplating buying a first-person shooter. I mean, that should tell you something.
Well, if you play with us, you'll at least have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll get my ass handed to me the whole time, but that's all right.
It looks good. It looks honestly, like a definitive Halo, like for real.
Yeah. It's going to be
looks
nice.
This gen, finally.
Mm-hmm. For real. And do we have yet another VM?
Hey, he said he's going off to cadet camp. Mm-hmm. Dude, thank you for serving our country. It means a lot. We don't say that a lot on the show.
He's from Newfoundland, I think.
Well, then.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for serving our country.
Seriously.
It doesn't matter. Chris, you didn't know where Newfoundland was, did you?
Yeah, I know where it is.
It's in Kentucky.
No, I mean, but I have the highest respect for people that that choose to serve, you know, in their country's military. So, you know, good for you, man.
Word.
Up.
So, yeah.
Bitches.
Voicemail?
Yeah, why not?
Do it up.
Hi, guys. F6 here. I was wondering if you guys think a Nintendo DS game would work with the PlayStation Move. A couple of games that come to mind are Okami Den, that's coming out, and also the Castlevania games. Enjoy the show, and hope you guys have a great time at the Deuce. Take care. Bye.
Deuces.
Deuce. Thanks, Biff.
Thank you, sir. Biff Sticks. DS games on move.
Oh, I think Okami Den. I mean, Okami would work great with the
Okami
move.
Okami would definitely work, especially considering they made the original Okami.
The first one on PS2. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that would work. The Castlevania games for DS?
Only a couple of them really used this.
First two did. It was kind of meh.
Tacked on. It was tacked on.
It was tedious, especially the first one, because you had to draw those friggin'...
The symbols or whatever.
The symbols to defeat the bosses and like, seal them away and shit like that. It was not worth doing.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that with the move, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think you would either.
I'm sure there's other DS games that would kind of work, like anything that's kind of simple where it's just like Picross or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it very well could work, but at the same time, it could work on the Wii too. So
yeah, pretty much.
I don't see there being any difference there. But it's not something we'll see anytime soon, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Right.
Heads up to Biff Sticks. If you leave a message on the Skype voicemail. Make sure you hang up when you're done.
Why was it like...
That 20-second voicemail was actually 10 minutes on Skype.
Oh, wow.
It was just 10 minutes of silence. And
probably
shit,
a cell phone.
Going
he probably just
background.
Put it down or something.
Yeah. Any more emails, or is it still me?
It is still you. I am done.
I got one more. Here we go.
It's time for another edition of...
I just might sleep with the same girl twice and say it's better the second time.
Say you get to do the weird stuff. We do the weird stuff.
Random questions from Aces High. Yeah.
Hey guys, what's going on? Aces High 291 here. My question for you this week is classic animation or CG, which would be like, you know, an old school Disney movie versus like Finding Nemo or something like that. And since Chris is back this week, I still have the question for him. Did he get any pre-show jitters? And if so, how did he overcome them?
Pre-show jerk.
Yeah, he did his pre-show jerk.
Let's do the animation question first. This is hard.
Well, no, start with yours first because we did it last week. So,
all right, that's fair. I was actually going to answer the question anyway because I figured that he didn't get a chance to. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, man. The first probably like 20-30 episodes, it was really really hard for me because and even though it was like recording. It didn't feel. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm about to talk to a bunch of people. You know, it was like I was starting a speech. You know, and exactly. it's really hard to get started. But after you get started, it's okay, right? I don't really get that anymore. And I think that the reason is because I've gotten to the point where I think of this show. I think about the show as much as being like. Me just shooting the shit with a couple of my buddies about video games. And, you know, I think about it that way just as much as I think about it as a podcast that goes out to you guys. So, you know, whereas I'm trying to do the best I can to make, to not fuck up, even though I always do. And, you know, I'm trying to make sure that we have a really high quality podcast for you guys to listen to. It's just as important for me to be able to just like sit back and chat with Jeff and Travis about video games, and that's really what got me out of it. It was more me thinking about it in a different way.
Yeah, that helps a lot too. Yeah. I think. So.
You know, listeners, what I think Chris is really trying to say is that it's hard work to look this good.
Podcasting is serious business.
It is serious business. There's politics that people don't even know.
Serious business.
Yeah.
And we don't get involved in those those politics, and that's why we still enjoy doing our show.
Word.
all right, so CG or animated?
This is tough.
This is really tough, man. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have said animated, like, sell, like, for sure, hands down.
Yeah, but now, I mean, the CG stuff has gotten... They've really stepped up the quality so much.
To me, I don't even think it's that. I think it's the writing and stuff. The stories they're telling with the CG ones are just better than, I don't know, like, maybe it's just because I should probably go back and watch a lot of the old ones. Like, I still love movies like Aladdin and Lion King. Like, Lion King is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Mm-hmm. Movies, yeah. Like, awesome.
But,
I love
but
it.
But here's the deal. Like, for me, it kind of splits me both ways, like it is with you. But, like, in terms of Disney movies, yes, I do love like the Aladdins and Lion Kings and everything because it's and they definitely hold up, but it's like it holds up for me. It's half nostalgia, half that it's still real good. I don't know how to explain it as better than that. Like I can look back and say I enjoy this, but now looking forward, now the Pixar movies and the DreamWorks movies, especially. The Pixar movies. Yeah. They are better movies than what, like, Aladdin and Lion. They're just better now. I mean,
that's like, what I mean. Like, they're putting a lot more effort because more people are seeing these movies now, and they're more like...
Go see WALL-E and tell me that is not a brilliant film. That's not just a cartoon.
Absolutely.
It is a brilliant film.
100% correct.
And you know what? And you can't really do that with a lot of animation movies and everything like that. But I do want to real quick go and say, because he didn't specifically... ask about Disney movies as well. You also have like anime trying to step up and doing some CG mixed in with their you know regular animation, and I do not like it. do not like what they're trying to do. They're trying to incorporate the CG in there. It's like, okay, it's anime. They need to stick strictly to animation and don't mess with anything else.
Yeah. See, I agree and I disagree at the same time. I agree that they should not put CG in that's going to make it's going to take away from the art, from the artistry.
And a lot of the time it does for me.
A lot of the time, you're right, yeah. It does. But there are some shows out there that when they do the 3D portion of the show, like maybe it'll be backgrounds or something like that or whatever. They do really nice cell shading on the side, on the edges of the polygonal shit, and it makes it so that it kind of blends in with the animation. And I'm okay with that. That's what I don't mind.
You know what really did that well?
What's that?
The intro to Xenogears. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It was good.
Well, at least it did something well.
Yeah.
Love you, Travis.
Love you too, Brian. Right.
So you're saying
that
CG?
That is all I've got. So, oh, yeah, we didn't really go around.
We didn't really answer it.
Chit-chatting about it. So,
yeah, CG.
I like hand drawn stuff. If it's good hand drawn stuff, I'll take that over CG. I just think the stories are being told better with CG. But in terms of the actual art, I like hand drawn stuff over CG any day.
Okay, so that being said. So when Disney announced that they were releasing, what is it, the Princess Frog?
Princess Frog,
whatever.
Yeah.
So you dropped everything and went and saw it?
Pretty much. Well, I didn't drop everything and go see, like, other CG movies either, though. Like, I didn't run out and watch, like, Ratatouille or... What was the newest one that just... Or the, what was Up. The superhero one? Yeah, Up. I didn't even see Up in the theater. I waited for that to come out on video.
Ooh,
like, I love them,
Up
so...
In the theater.
Up is good. Up was a good
Up's
movie.
Up's a really, really good movie. Good. Yeah, it's a great movie. But no, I didn't. I'm just saying, in terms of style,
see,
I like the hand drawn
stuff.
Did you
see Princess Frog?
I have not seen that yet. No,
it's not bad. It's not bad. It's
heard
not Aladdin
decent.
Or Lion King.
What doesn't really? Yeah, exactly. It's like that's what I heard, and that so it wasn't necessarily the animation thing that I was like, oh crap, I sort of not that great compared to other Disney movies.
Yeah, because I had no interest. And the only thing, the slightest thing that interested me was that it took place in New Orleans. That
I knew
was
you
it.
Were going to say that.
That
I
was
knew
it.
You were going to say
that. Was
that.
The only thing, but I still have not seen it.
I'll be honest with you. One of the things that I thought worked out really well was the music that they put in with it. I mean, it's a well-done movie. I mean, if you're into Disney movies, if you like them, then I think Princess Frog is a good movie for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be out on video soon, right? I mean, it might be out now.
Until they lock it in the vault forever.
It locks in the vault.
But when it comes down to it, I mean, in my personal opinion, I love the CG movies. But in reality, I don't think any of them will ever touch Aladdin and Lion King. Those are easily my two favorite Disney movies, and I don't see them being dethroned by anything anytime soon.
I mean, no argument here.
Yeah, they're great. So. Maybe I'll watch Lion King tonight.
Are we? Done with emails then?
I
believe so.
All right, let's do question of the week.
You. Let's do it.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
this one's
Chris.
Yours, buddy. You wanna talk about it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Just with the whole Summer of Arcade thing going on now, and we talked about downloadable versus retail like a while ago, like physical discs. Now that downloadable's catching on, and the publishers and developers know that, when is enough is enough? Like, when does it become time to stop raising the prices to the point where we say, okay, screw this, and people stop buying them? Because Chris's favorite example is Activision. They were the first ones to up the price on a map pack, and since then it started the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all kind of sick of it. Yeah. And every single Summer of Arcade game this month is all 1,200 Microsoft points, which is $15.
Yeah. Yep.
Which they've been kind of, they ranged before. And when this whole thing started, I think the most expensive Xbox Live Arcade game was $5. Was it $10?
Yeah, I think it was 10. I think like Geometry Wars. Wasn't Geometry Wars $10 when it first came out?
I thought it was 5.
Possibly.
It might have been. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're cheaper and they keep going. It seems to be going up every year. So when is enough? Yeah. When is enough enough? And how much are you guys willing to spend up until what ceiling, price ceiling?
What's the point?
You guys
like,
say,
what's,
fuck it.
What's the line?
Exactly.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough
Let's
one
know.
To answer too because there's so
yeah,
many.
Yeah, it will be.
And so
the quality is changing, and yeah. Well, that's what will spark discussion, hopefully.
There you go. You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's not lead.
Nice. You can also leave us a message on Google Talk, which is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. You can leave us a message, a voicemail on Skype as well. That's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Turn off caps lock.
Turn off caps lock. Nice. I like that. Made it your own. I like it. Let's see. We also have Twitter. That's Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Not J-E-F-F.
No. And not golf.
That would be wrong. But cool. And then we also have that Facebook group that, you know,
oh, that's
we
right.
never updates anymore. Yeah. It's that Interactive Facebook? Distractions podcast thing. But nobody goes on Facebook. It's fine. Yeah, that's it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get the hell out of here?
I don't think so.
Oh. The super secret project is going along famously. I'm so excited to get this released out. Project Nil.
Project Nil.
Project Nil.
It's a cool idea, man. And I'm going to give up, you know, props to the people that are helping out because it's a time sink, man. These guys, the people that are helping out are really.
I wouldn't have done it. When Chaz told me, I'm like, no, I'm sorry, dude. No, I would not have.
They are dedicating a lot of time to help us out, and I can't tell you guys how much we appreciate it. It makes us that much happier to do this show every week for you guys because we know that you guys are doing shit in return for us, and we appreciate it.
We'll have to try to find something special for them.
Absolutely. We'll figure something.
We'll think.
Sure.
We'll think something for you guys for your
$1 billion dollars
or a slow clap.
Or a slow clap. Yeah, that'll be worth $1 billion.
Cool. All right, so before we wrap up, remember, guys, in this fest, the deuce.
Deuce!
It's 5th and the 6th.
Remember, wrap up before pushing up.
Those of you that are going, get your itineraries in place and let us know so we can have arrangements to come pick you up and shit like that. And that is all I have. So until next week, my name's Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week. And bye, Castlevania, damn it.